Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
This is a great one here for you. A painting which made headlines all around the world when it sold for an eye-watering sum of $450 million was not painted by Leonardo da Vinci, as believed. According to senior French political sources in a documentary to be released this month, Da Vinci only contributed to the painting Salvador Mundi. To tell us more about this intriguing story, I'm joined now by Henry Samuel, who's Paris correspondent for The Telegraph. Henry, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, I must say, I would be sick as I would be after eating a bucket load of escargot, to realise that the painting I bought, the Da Vinci painting I bought for $450 million, wasn't actually painted by him at all. Who bought it, Henry?
Well, you know, for your common mortal, of course, that would be a problem, but it was actually bought by the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, one of the richest men in the world, so one can't feel bad sorry for him, I suppose. And the previous owners, by the way, bought it for under $10,000, so they clearly had a good markup there.
Wow.
But the plot does thicken, I must tell you, because just to explain the context of this this thing, there was a huge exhibition of Leonardo works in 2019 in Paris at the Louvre to mark the 500th anniversary of his death, and Salvator Mundi was supposed to be the star attraction. It did not show up. So the question is why? That was what got tongues wagging. You know, is there a problem here? Now, it turns out that, you know, the Saudi Crown Prince sent the painting to the Louvre the year before for analysis at its technical laboratory, and he was given the full works with x-rays and fluorescent, you know, infrared scans and all of these things. Now, subsequent to that, according to a documentary that's just about to come out in France, the conclusion of that was it was not painted by Leonardo da Vinci. He only contributed to it. And they cited senior French political sources. And, of course, as you say, that would be absolutely
Henry, I wonder,
awful.
Was this, as you said, the plot thickens, was this known all along when it was sold to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia? Or did it just come to light after those investigations?
Well, no, it was sold by Christie's in New York, you know, obviously reputable auction house, as being 100% genuine. And they called it the male Mona Lisa, so they thought they bought the genuine article. But I need to tell you, because when I say the plot thickens, subsequent to this documentary, there have been other reports coming out that, in fact, it is 100% Leonardo. So, you know, the jury is still out.
And where is the authority coming from in that regard? I mean, who's saying that it is a genuine?
It turns out that the Louvre created a 46-page report on their findings. Now, the documentary said that that report said that, in fact, it was, you know, it was only a contribution by Leonardo. But others in France, the Art Tribune, which is a specialist website, and also the New York Times, have actually got hold of that report in the last few days, and they say that it's got the head of the Louvre in it, saying that the results of the historical and scientific study presented in the publication allow us to confirm the attribution of the work to Leonardo da Vinci. So it looks
this is really
somebody's
intriguing.
Not telling the truth here.
Yeah, well, this is really intriguing, and I don't know. I'm left in the position, like many listeners, I suppose, as to not knowing who to believe. But it goes to the very top, doesn't it, Henry? Because there were talks at a very senior level, both in Saudi Arabia, with Saudi Arabian and French ministers and officials, trying to sort this out. Have they come to any conclusion between them?
Well, you know, as you say, it's a highly sensitive political subject because obviously, you know, there are arms deals and all sorts of things going on between France and Saudi Arabia. And so this was supposed to be a coup for the Saudis. Now, there are two theories. One is that the French this is according to the documentary, said to the Saturday, I'm really sorry, guys, it's not 100%. We cannot say it's 100% Leonardo. And they were so annoyed about that, the Saturday, that they decided not to send the painting. Mm-hmm. That's the first theory. But the more recent one is that, no, they concluded that it was 100% and it was all good. But then the Saudis made some unreasonable demands. They wanted the Salvatore Mundi to be hung right next to the Mona Lisa. And the French said, look, that's just not possible. It's too, for security reasons, it's incredibly complicated. We cannot do that. And the Saudis then took umbrage and said, well, in that case, we're not sending it. And so the French said, in that case, we're not going to publish this report that says it's 100%
genuine. I shouldn't laugh, Henry, but it is very, very funny in one way. And you should describe it actually for people. It's Salvador Mundi. It's translates as the saviour of the world, isn't right? You've described it as the male Mona Lisa. Can you describe it a little bit for our listeners?
I'm not an art expert myself, but it's a male figure that you can see. With long hair, he's the savior of the world. But it was actually painted, if I can tell you, 1500, and it was in the collection actually of King Charles I of England. It has actually been listed. It was known that it existed. But then it kind of disappeared.
Okay, but so they've authenticated the date of it, so to speak, or the era from which it came, and that would date, wouldn't it, 1400s, 1500s to Da Vinci's time. But that is incredible. It's an incredible story, and my God, you tell it very well indeed. Henry Samuel, Paris correspondent for The Telegraph. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.